Derek Graham is a, excuse me, pro-Palestinian Irish activist who's joining me now live from Gaza to share his thoughts with us on this. Derek, we're seeing now the continued attacks from Israel, at the same time rockets that have been fired from the Gaza Strip. Now, our reporter earlier on was saying that what is a cause of concern now is the civilian population in the Gaza Strip, because they are bearing the brunt of these attacks. What are you seeing?
Yes, I mean, there's always civilian casualties. You must remember that the Israelis do not care whether you're militant or you're a civilian. They will just bomb regardless. And they have been escalating their attacks continuously over the last couple of weeks. And the Palestinians are responding with rockets. It's the only weapon that they have, and they have to resist somehow.
So what are you seeing when it comes to the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip right now? I mean, there's been a lot said about how this siege on this coastal territory for a number of years is affecting the humanitarian situation there. How are these attacks building on that siege? How is it affecting the situation there?
Well, as the attacks were escalating, you could see that people in the Gaza Strip itself were getting very anxious and very cautious on what they were doing, because they were expecting another Operation Castlet. And I mean, this plays psychologically on the mind of a lot of people, and the children as well, and especially with the children, because they know that this bombing is going to come. They don't know when, where, but they know something is going to happen. And when you have this constant fear in your mind, it will eventually lead to psychological problems. And this is what's happening in Gaza. You see people getting sick with just pure fear.
Right. And as an activist yourself, what should the international community do for people in the Gaza Strip?
Every international, all the countries around the world know that what Israel is doing is illegal, it's barbaric, it's against the Geneva Convention. And eventually somebody is going to have to stand up and say, enough is enough, this has to stop. And if it takes one country, if one country does it, you'll find that many other countries will follow suit, and they will stand up and be counted. Because at the moment, Gaza and Palestine are the forgotten people. And they're trying to get a UN bid through. They're getting pressured by the US to drop their UN bid. And it's unfair. I mean, these people have been here for thousands of years, and unfortunately they're not allowed to just live lives like they want to live.
Derek Graham, pro-Palestinian Irish activist, joining us there live from Gaza. Thank you very much, Mr. Graham, for your comments.